Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria en Johannesburg 21, Mbombela 25, Rustenburg 23 grade.
Slow moving traffic in the central Crown area. Bedford View, crash on the N3 north at Van Buren Road. And we got roadworks on the N1 north after the Flying Saucer interchange.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal het aansoeke van voormalige president Jacob Zuma en die Franse wapenmaatskappy Thales van die hand gewys om al wapentransaksie korrupsie verhoor te laat vaar. Zuma en Thales staan terecht op aanklagte van korrupsie, bedrog, afpersing en geldvassery wat verband hou met die wapentransaksie van 1999 van miljarde rand. In sy uitspraak het regter Nkosinathi Cele bevind dat die vertragings in die saak nie onredelik was nie.
I'm not persuaded either that Mr. Zuma's right to a fair trial will be prejudiced by the non-availability of Messias the Tart and Mr. Maynard. There is no justification for the grant of the order sought by Mr. Zuma in the alternative in accordance with section 172(1)(b) of the Constitution.
In ander groot hofnuus vandag, die Vrystaatse Hooggeregshof in Bloemfontein het beslis dat die uitlewering van Ys Magashule se voormalige persoonlike assistent, Moradi Chilota, onwettig was en dat die hof geen jurisdiksie het om haar in die asbeskripsiesaak te verhoor nie.
This court does not have the jurisdiction to try Ms. Chilota on the offences she is charged with. Chilota, you are free to leave.
Regter Philip Loubse het bevind dat die staat die Amerikaanse owerhede mislei het deur Chilota valslik as 'n voorvlugteling uit te beeld. Die regter het beklemtoon dat slegs die minister van Justisie, nie die nasionale vervolgingsgesag nie, wettiglik uitleverings kan aanvra. Die regering het die dood van 'n Suid-Afrikaanse burger in West Virginia in die VS bevestig. Kim White Towns is op die 24ste Mei na bewering deur haar man vermoor. Hy is intussen in hegtenis geneem. Die Ministerie van Internasionale Betrekkinge en Samewerking se woordvoerder Crispin Peary sê minister Ronald Lamora het meegevoel met die familie betuig.
The circumstances around this tragic death remain under active investigation by the relevant United States authorities. Out of respect for the ongoing investigative process, the sensitivity of the matter, and the privacy of the grieving family, the South African government will not be providing further detailed commentary at this time.
Onderwysers in Isatu het die 200,000 jong mense verwelkom wat gister as assistentonderwysers en algemene skoolassistente in openbare skole landwyd begin werk het. Hulle werk in die klaskamer laat onderwysers met meer tyd vir lesvoorbereiding en onderrig. Dit vorm deel van die basiese onderwys in diensneming projek. Isatu woordvoerder Nomuso Tlimbi.
We are confident that the return of the program will once again bring much needed relief to the teachers, particularly those managing overcrowded classrooms, struggling with the burden of administrative tasks. This support will also help teachers to devote more time addressing the individual educational needs of learners.
En nog nie uit die buiteland, die Verenigde Nasies se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres vra onafhanklike ondersoek na die dood van Palestynë naby 'n hulpverspreidingsentrum in Gaza. Minstens 31 mense sondig dood. Guterres sê dis onaanvaarbaar dat Palestynë 'n lewe waag om kos te kry. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The High Court in Pietermaritzburg has dismissed applications by former President Jacob Zuma and French arms company Thales to have the arms deal corruption trial thrown out.
Hey, you know what worries me or freaks me out about that whole arms deal thing? It's not that it passed muster through the various parliamentary and finance controls or that blah, 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 blah. But here we are. And just from the SANDF point of view, what do we get? We got no working frigates. The submarines are in dry dock. We got no tanks. We couldn't even get the equipment, the proper equipment to our soldiers being killed in the DRC. Okay. And then that poor South African woman in the US. Allah Varel. I mean, we got the GBV.